and yesterday I enjoyed somebody's giant marrow. They just left it on the doorstep of the flats where I am. And that's quite fitting, really, for our next story, because a Cambridgeshire man has come up with a great way of sharing excess food produced in our allotments and gardens, and charities can benefit from it. Mark DeVoe is from Milton and has launched the Food Share Scheme, and also joined on the show by Simon Hempsall, who's from Milton Children's Hospice, who will be benefiting from the scheme. So, morning to you, Mark. Morning to you, Simon.
Morning, Jeremy.
Morning, Jeremy.
First of all, then, Mark, tell us how this scheme works. All the W's, foodshare.co.uk.
Well, that's right, Jeremy. What we've set up is a website for people to start their own food share schemes. And the general idea is that if you either grow food in your garden or you're on an allotment, any excess or surplus food that you grow can get donated to a charity of your choice. And in our case with Milton, we've paired up with the Milton Children's Hospice.
So in the way that whoever this chap or lady was who left these marrows on my doorstep, rather than give them to me for me to eat for my lunch, they can go towards a better cause, go towards a charity.
Well, you might still get your marrows, Jeremy, because what we've actually found is a lot of people do still swap food locally, and that's a great way of building community. But we found that even beyond that, there's still a lot of food when there's a lot of gluts of food, especially at this time of year, that gets ultimately composted or possibly rotting in the fridge with all good intention to use it. So we've identified down at our allotment in Milton that there's a lot of food there which is literally round the corner from the hospice, and we thought, wouldn't it be great to be able to bring that food locally grown, mainly organically grown, to the kitchens of the hospice, so they can use it and benefit and hopefully reduce their food bills as well.
Well, Simon, you must have bitten Mark's hand off then when he came to you with this idea, did you?
We're absolutely overwhelmed with it. I mean, what a fantastic and innovative way to support your local children's hospice, and one that's really welcome from our point of view, because as a local charity, we rely so heavily on the generosity of members of the public. 3/4 of our income comes from that route. So it's fantastic how the local community gets behind these schemes. And what Mark's actually doing is very related to the care and support that we provide, because a large part of what we do for the children and families that actually come to the hospice is short break care. And as part of that short break care, we provide meals on a 24-hour basis. So our chef who prepares those meals, there's obviously a related cost to that. So Mark actually ringing up and saying, we've got X number of courgettes, carrots and marrows is absolutely tremendous. And he's in contact with Cliff, who's the chef over at Milton. And lo and behold, a hamper arrives on the doorstep. And it's absolutely tremendous.
What seasonal harvest goodies have we got on the menu today then, Simon?
Well, I was speaking to Cliff yesterday and he said he's got marrows coming out of his ears at the moment, so I guess marrows is on there at the moment, on there today, but as far as the menu, I haven't seen it today.
I had marrow soup yesterday. My fiance knocked it up and it was delicious, so I can highly recommend that, Cliff, if he's listening.
I'll pass that on to him if he isn't.
Mark, this works excellently then if your allotment's right next door to the charity you choose. How does it work further afield?
Well, what we're doing with kitchen gardeners, for example, is we're setting up a scheme starting next week, in Milton. And the idea is that houses or local shops become donation station points. So people bring along their produce to one place in the village or the town. And then we've got people called Santa Hampers. And these are people who basically collect the produce on a daily basis and then deliver it direct to the charity. So, for example, in Cambridge, we've got Jimmy's Night Shelter signed up waiting for an allotment or a group of kitchen gardeners to support them. They've got 5 large chest freezers, and what we're trying to do for them is to be able to fill those freezers so that during the hungry gap, which are the times of the month during the year when there is no real kind of harvest coming through, a lot of the things that we'll be delivering to them over this period of time will have been frozen or made into soups, ready to feed the folks that come to the hospice and the hostels during the evening. So it's really an appeal to both charities in Cambridgeshire to come forward and register on the website to say, yes, you'd love to benefit from surplus food. And also for people who would like to start their own scheme, everything's on the website. There's a how-to guide, there's photos, videos, and we're rolling this out nationally, but it's all been started in Cambridgeshire.
Great idea, Mark. The website is all the W's, foodshare.co.uk. I know you'll be the focus of Sue Dugan's show on Sunday at 10 o'clock this weekend as well. Mark, it must keep you fit doing all this digging. You must know a lot of other healthy, fit people, do you?
You know what? When I decided to take out an allotment, I thought to myself, you know, I could either go to the gym and pay, you know, £30-40 a month membership, or I go to the allotment, and I've never been fitter. I recommend it to anyone.
That's great. Then you've got no excuse not to turn up at 12:30 at the Milton Arms on Milton Road to join us doing a fun run for the Milton Hospice then,
fantastic.
Mark.
Fantastic. That sounds great.
Get everyone down the allotment to come and join us this Sunday.
Brilliant.
Simon, all the very best. And Mark, thank you for joining us today as well.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Take care. That's Mark DeVoe, you just heard from, who's the author of the website, foodshare.co.uk. You can hear more from Mark on Sue's Gardening Show this Sunday at 10, as I mentioned, and also Simon Hemsall from the East Anglian Children's Hospice.